You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks so much for being with us this beautiful March and 2022 with lots of hope, right, everyone? Lots to look forward to. Weather is changing. Snow is melting. You might even see the beginning of crocus growing in your garden. I don't know. I know more into the city of Toronto, you would see the beginning of the forsythia, which is a beautiful yellow bush. But so much to look forward to, brothers and sisters. And so let's begin our Lenten journey, as we are going to be talking about our Lenten journey. And I thought I'd start off with something from Saint Ignatius of Loyola. And it's something I keep here at my desk, and I read it, well, every time I'm here, which is every day, really, in front of the laptop. And I read it every day, and I thought I'd share it with you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O my God, teach me to be generous, to serve you as you deserve to be served, to give without counting the cost, to fight without fear of being wounded, to work without seeking rest, and to spend myself without expecting any reward but the knowledge that I'm doing your holy will. Amen. Isn't that beautiful, brothers and sisters? It is such a beautiful little passage that it brings me such peace. Well, my dear friends, can you imagine what's just over the horizon? As you know, where I'm sure some of you might be grunting and groaning and thinking, oh my gosh, why does Lent have to be 40 days long, right? And you might be thinking, oh, Lent is probably ruined now, because you're thinking, well, did you give up some candy, or, you know, or what happened? What have you given up? What are you going to have to give up, right? So, and then when Lent is over, you kind of say, oh, good, now I can go back and I can eat this and I can do that, right? So, and then you think of the challenge of giving up the candy, and maybe you didn't follow through even, so that maybe it didn't even last a week. So have you ever made that same mistake? Lent, of course, starts tomorrow on Ash Wednesday. And just like a New Year's resolution, you set a goal for yourself to not eat candy, or to avoid pop, or to pray a rosary every day, or to become a super awesome, saintly, holy, best Catholic ever, right? You have this expectation of yourself. And inevitably, a few days into Lent, well, something happens. You instinctively, right away, you grab a piece of candy from a dish, or you buy a pop at lunchtime, or you totally forget to pray the rosary before you go to bed. And the next thing you know, it's the week before Easter, and you haven't done anything you wanted to do or not do the entire season of Lent. And you think that Lent is just actually completely ruined. So, brothers and sisters, if you look at the pagan world, and I was quite curious, and let me see if I wrote my notes here, but it was very interesting. Oh, yes, here we are. Very interesting what the pagan world thinks that you should do during Lent. Well, there are some, I can't slough off all their ideas. I cannot, you know, I mean, they're great ideas, but just tell me what's missing, okay? You listen and you tell, think about what's missing. All right, so here are the suggestions during Lent. Put your phone down, catch up with your loved ones, forgive someone, don't take fast food, maybe cook at home, think healthy, exercise, refrain from gossip, don't eat meat on Fridays, think about being grateful, and if you're going to swear, put a jar, and every time you swear or say some foul language, obviously, you'll put a coin or something in there that costs you something, maybe a toonie or a loonie. And if you have some negative thoughts, think of three things that you're grateful for instead. So they sound great, don't they? I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. But there is one thing hugely missing, and it's staring, it's the elephant in the room. Yes, our God. God, where is God in all of this? Where is prayer in all of this? So brothers and sisters, if we think about Lent as a season of doing this or not doing that, well, it's very easy to fail. And when we pigeonhole the entire season as a time to complete our Catholic to-do lists, filled with really stressful tasks, it's easy to treat these 40 days with a win or lose attitude. Either we successfully give up the one thing we like and we have a good Lent, or we fail miserably and give in to temptation, and then the entire season becomes a colossal waste of time. When we think of Lent only in these black and white terms and make it about the external things we do or don't do, then it becomes a few weeks of hurrying up and getting to Easter so that we can get back to all that stuff we gave up and take a rest from all that holy stuff we tried to cram in and celebrate Easter with marshmallow chicks and fine chocolates. Well, rather than doing a half-hearted Lent this year, what if you approach it as a time that can center and reshape your entire year, maybe even, my friend, your whole life? What if you enter into the spiritual desert of Lent, ready to seek out and meet Jesus, person to person? What if Lent is 40 days in and through the desert, and while there, you have a personal life-changing encounter with the living God? Wow. What if Lent is a chance for you to pray daily, make meaningful sacrifices, and seek opportunities to serve those around you? Lent isn't just 40 sequential days with extra spiritual things to do. It's really meant, my friend, to be a time of true conversion. When you walk through the desert and come out on the other side, having Jesus ready to continue growing in relationship with him as you contemplate the meaning of his death and resurrection for your own life. My goodness, my friend, what a change Lent, and what a meaningful Lent this could be. Maybe this is your first time listening to Radio Maria and you've tapped into my program. Well, if anything, brothers and sisters, I would say, please stay with me. Stay during this Lenten journey. And don't be surprised, the beautiful conversion that will take place in your life. And it'll come across quite subtle. It's not going to bang you in the head and say, bop, here you are. We have a new, you're new, you're changed. But there will be something different, something very positive, something very hopeful, something that will make you smile probably for the very first time. and give you a peace in your soul, in your heart. You'll speak differently. You might not react the same way. Brothers and sisters, please join me on this Lenten journey here on Radio Maria. If we really do believe Lent should shape and form our whole year, and it's not just these 40 days that get us to jelly beans and chocolate bunnies and egg hunts and an empty tomb and alleluia, and then we have to walk through the Lenten desert with purpose, focus, and a real desire to meet Jesus and be changed by him. Well, this is a guide that we're going to work on. So you may want to keep a Bible, maybe a notepad or a journal, as we go through this month together. So I may introduce little challenges to you, maybe through one of the Gospels, on a passage from one of the Gospels, right? And focus on building your prayer life and making intentional sacrifices of giving yourself in some way. So think about that. So we're going to have a little maybe short reflection from Scripture, maybe, and usually the Psalms. And think about, and you'll be challenged to think about something to unpack that day's verse. All right? So I hope, brothers and sisters, that you'll join me as we begin our first time. And here, and also, brothers and sisters, I must say, people often don't look forward to Lent. I know you might have had, I became a Catholic through marriage, so I don't have those, as some of you have, those childhood memories of giving up candy or sitting through the weekly Stations of the Cross, right? That's what comes to mind. Words like sacrifice, and discipline, and self-denial. Well, they're often used in ways that suggest that, wow, Lent is really something to be endured rather than a time of grace and spiritual growth, right? Have you ever thought of Lent as a yearly second chance? Each year, the church gives us 6 weeks to take a long, loving look at our own life, to see if our values and our priorities are in line with God's desires for us. And since most of us find that we've wandered from God's path from time to time, Lent becomes that second chance, a do-over, to return to God with our whole heart, right? We all sway sometimes, brothers and sisters. We're none of us are perfect. We are all work, right? We're all work in progress, right? And we're all trying. But this is a golden opportunity to really change all that. You know, I want to share with you some Lenten practices before we begin on Ash Wednesday. But I wanted to share with you Lenten practices and memories of people who have shared their stories with me. And their experiences range from pious and traditional to creative and out of the ordinary. But for all of them, they represent attempts, actually, to make the season of Lent a meaningful time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving for themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. So invite family members to share their thoughts and their hopes for Lent. Decide to support one another in whatever you choose to do. And as you journey through this annual second chance, remember, each step brings you closer to the welcoming arms of our loving God. So, from the breakfast table to the car seat, from writing to drawing, from giving something to doing something more. So let the spirit and wisdom of these stories inspire you in your own Lenten journey. So I thought I would do that first. I thought it would be kind of interesting, right? It's something out of the ordinary. And I just don't want to be ordinary, right, brothers and sisters? I just want to enrich your life and enrich your time with me together. And I so appreciate having you with me. So this one is called Around the Breakfast Table. One of my best Lenten practices was begun when my children were in elementary school and I was a working parent. It seemed as though we were struggling to find time to eat dinner as a family, and this was greatly disturbing to me. Well, we can all relate to this one, right? I know I sure can. I decided that if we were unable to hold the dinner hour sacred due to work schedules and after-school activities, I would instead hold the breakfast hour sacred. I made sure to get up each morning during Lent just a little earlier so that I could not only provide breakfast for my family, but actually sit together, pray our meal prayer, and begin each day on a happy note. It began in Lent, and it didn't end until my children went off to college many years later. I learned that Lenten habits could carry far off into the future with my family. The impact was dramatic in that each day was started with a prayer and positive attitudes. Breakfast became and remains one of my favorite rituals of the day. And God bless Roberta on that one. Next one's called Drawing a Prayer. I took every day to draw in a sketchbook. I called the time my God time. I wanted to make each day of Lent special by taking time to reflect on God and my relationship to God. And that was from Barbara. And brothers and sisters, isn't that a beautiful thing to do, is to even keep a gratitude journal? Maybe, you know, just you don't have to write umpteen things about what you're grateful for, but even if you were just to write three things on that day that come to mind that you are grateful for. And by the time our Lenten season is over, you will have a compilation of a beautiful, inspirational, and heartfelt, and honest-to-goodness gratitude and humility that you can offer up to God in your prayer time. My Lenten jar. Now here's one that I did during Bible study in our very first session, actually. Ha, ha, that's funny. This one is called My Lenten Jar. I always have nice things that I like to do, but I never seem to make time to get to write a letter to a friend or visit a lovely person, call a distant friend. So at the beginning of Lent, I write down 40 plus tasks. Wow. One per little slip of paper and toss them in a jar. Then each morning of Lent, I pull one out and do the task written there. It teaches me that I like surprise and variety in my Lenten practices. For me, this is a simple way to concentrate on the disciplines of giving alms and doing good for others. Brothers and sisters, these are wonderful things that people have done, you know, and sometimes it may inspire you to do something, maybe to incorporate it for your children or your grandchildren or just yourself. Dialing into God, here's a good one. Instead of listening to music or talk radio in my car, I decided to take that time for prayer and to listen to God. At first, it was a difficult transition. The silence was deafening. Yes, right, brothers and sisters? Many of us might have difficulty with the sound of silence, and we're not used to not talking, not used to listening to something. We always have to be on, kind of. Well, this person said, but soon I began to enjoy the quiet time. I prayed for people who I knew needed my prayers. I prayed for my family and myself. I also thanked God for my many blessings. I found that I became much more calm and peaceful during this time. And this reflective time grounded and centered me to do my best. Brothers and sisters, do you feel like that? Do you go into your car and do that? Turn it off and just pray instead? Maybe even have the rosary on hand and just go through the rosary? It's a beautiful time you can be in your car. You know, no matter what is going around you, you could, if it's hot, roll up your windows and let the air conditioning in, or turn on the heat if it's winter, and just be in the quiet and hear and listen. And, you know, Samuel said, you know, speak, God. I am listening. Your servant is listening. And we have to take that hint. A note each day We'll do just one more, brothers and sisters. Each day of Lent through prayer, a name surfaces of a person who has had an impact on my life in some way. I then take the time to write a handwritten note to that person, not an email. I have been amazed at the people that have surfaced, from my third grade teacher to a cousin to a priest to a high school student who had written me a note after a presentation I gave at her school. I send the notes without the expectation of a response, yet I have received several emails and notes stating how much it meant to the person. Life is too short. We see that with Jesus, but we have the opportunity to share our thoughts with those who have made an impact. Some don't even know until they receive the note. This embodies the idea of Lent prayer, praying for a specific person each day, fasting not from food, but from negative thoughts, and almsgiving. Not necessarily money, brothers and sisters, but sending a note with affirmation is a great gift to give. So, my dear brothers and sisters, how are you going to live out in your own life the Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, right? So think about that, and hopefully you'll discover something new about yourself, your faith, and God through your own Lenten practices. So, whether we've decided to do something new this Lent or have continued our own traditions, our Lenten practices transform us and imprint on us memories that carry deep meaning. So I hope, brothers and sisters, that you have enjoyed a few of these little passages of tried and people that have, you know, gone through Lent, and this is how they, you know, shared that with their family, and that transformation and that journey is so beautiful. It's nice if you can have your family involved in this Lenten journey. It's not, you know, remember, brothers and sisters, it's all about God. It's all about our Lord Jesus. And the focus during this Lenten time is not only on us, but it's us with our Lord. And that's the thing. It's, you know, it's not us equals Jesus. It's us plus Jesus, right? It's ourselves plus the Lord. And that equals a beautiful transition, a beautiful and joyous Lenten time for each of us. So brothers and sisters, while helping also, maybe you have grandchildren or children each year through Lent, right? You might think of some ideas to help them. So what you might want to do is, here is a sweet little story I just want to share with you. And it says, seeing Jesus in others. A lesson I learned from my children happened one Holy Thursday when we stopped after Mass to pray at the altar of repose. My daughter, who was 4 years old, watched our fellow parishioners kneel to pray and look reverently on the Blessed Sacrament. As we left, she asked, "Why do they kneel down and look like that?" I answered that it was Jesus, and they were kneeling because they loved him. She innocently replied, "But if Jesus is in all of us, why don't they look at each other that way?" Her words have followed me all these years as I sometimes struggle to see the face of Jesus in others. Wow. How about that, brothers and sisters, right? I wonder if there's a book ever called The Happy Catholic, but I'm a happy Catholic. Are you a happy Catholic, brothers and sisters? I hope so. If not, here's your chance. And if you are, now you're going to be a strong, happy Catholic, really full of fire, right? Here's another one. I'm being watched. I learned that I model for my children how one should act during Lent. Children listen more with their eyes than they do with their ears, right? Beautiful. And next one, be prepared. I learned from my children that preparation and anticipation are as important as the actual event. Right? So, and last one, seeing is believing. My children have taught me to visually put into practice my beliefs about Lent. This way I can demonstrate to them the joy of altering our lifestyle as we draw closer to Christ during Lent. Right, brothers and sisters? I mean, we're also, our Jewish families, our Jewish friends, Jewish relatives, they're all going to be celebrating Passover. And of course, Passover is a very important time in Jewish tradition. And many, they will change their plates. They'll have special plates for Passover, special foods that they're going to eat to represent the journey from the Exodus, from the book of Exodus, right? The journey, all that, right? So brothers and sisters, so think about your family and yourself and say to yourself, what message do I want to offer others through what I say and do this Lent? Think about that. And maybe also all our parents and grandparents, what have my children or my grandchildren taught me about entering into the season of Lent? So brothers and sisters, tomorrow will be Ash Wednesday. And today and tomorrow, all Catholics around the world will go to church, receive black crosses on their foreheads. And in Matthew's gospel, Jesus says that we shouldn't do good deeds, give to the poor, or pray so that others notice. Rather, we should do these things quietly or in secret. Does walking around all day with ashes on our foreheads contradict what Jesus wants from us? If you have ashes on your forehead, well, good, don't worry. When Jesus says to do things of faith quietly, he's talking about the importance of our inner life. He reminds us that God is watching and sees what others don't. He knows what's in our hearts, brothers and sisters. He knows what's in our hearts. So read Matthew chapter 6, the first 20 verses, and maybe even consider, write a note to Jesus giving your plans for Lent. In fact, that is exactly what I'm going to do. I think that's don't you think it's a great idea? Yeah, absolutely. So let's, brothers and sisters, let's have a closing prayer, and I wish you a wonderful Ash Wednesday tomorrow. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus, draw me close to you these 40 days. Let me seek you with focus. Cleanse me of my pride. Help me look to you alone, and give me strength to love others as you do. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I told you it was going to be a whole different broadcast. I hope you're enjoying it. And tell your friends to join us, please, as we embark on our Lenten journey this year, 2022. Let's make it a good one, brothers and sisters. We've been through so much, and we are going to get to the other side of the river. We're not going to be drowning. We aren't going to drown. We have much to look forward to. So join me every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30 here on Radio Maria Canada. God bless you all, and happy Ash Wednesday.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. A single day.